You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's time to play Boots, Scoot, and Cousin.
Oh, here we are, Boots, Scoot, Kazoo. All week long, you have a chance to win tickets to see Dierks Bentley. And right now, we're looking for caller number 9-252-9233. Dierks coming to CMAC July 11th. It's all courtesy of The Bowery Presents. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com. But caller number 9, you're going to get them. And Hope has been over there warming up all morning.
I know. It's been crazy.
So the hint is?
It's a Dierks Bentley song.
All right. Fire away.
I got it.
Got it.
Good job on the kazoo there. 585-252-9233. Good luck.
Play Boots, Scoot, and Cousin.
Yes, we are back with another rousing edition of Boots, Scoot, Kazoo. We have Stacy from Victor on the line. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
So you got the tickets. You are caller number 9. You're going to see Dierks Bentley at CMAC on July 11th. That is all courtesy of The Bowery Presents. Tickets are on sale for everybody else starting 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. We're going to have a little fun, Stacy. We're going to find out if you can identify this song. And the hint is it's a Dierks Bentley song.
And tickets go on sale on Friday at 10 a.m.
Oh, what did I say?
You just said 10 a.m., so I just didn't want people to think it was today.
Good thing you two are here.
Yeah. I wasn't going to correct you till the end, but... Stacy, do you have any idea? Make her stop by guessing the song.
Yesterday. The one yesterday I knew for sure. What was I thinking?
Oh,
that's one of my favorite, though, Dierks song. This one is
5-1-5-0. Somebody call the po-po.
I hear it. Very good. Thank you, Hope. Fantastic.
Thank you for calling in, Stacy. Enjoy the show. Tell everybody, how does Victor spell country?
W-B-E-E, all the way.
The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, Amber from Brighton writes in, my fiance and I, both early 30s, recently engaged, have been together about 4 years. Got into a fight over what started as normal dinner conversation. I asked him about his goals and his dreams in life, like big picture stuff, and he just shrugged and said he doesn't really have any. I told him I was disappointed and said, I can't believe I'm with someone who doesn't have any goals in life. He's had the same job for years, has been offered chances to move up, and just never takes them. He seems totally content just existing. We're about to get married, and I'm just suddenly panicking that I'll be the only one pushing, dreaming, planning, striving, while he's fine standing still. I already have a feeling you're going to tell me I'm overreacting and need to apologize. If that's the verdict, I'll take it. But am I wrong for wanting a partner with ambition, or am I confusing goals with worth? 585-252-WBEE 252-9233.
I have a loved one, a close loved one in my life who experienced the same thing. She was in her 20s and there was nothing wrong with the relationship. He was very, very nice. He was not goal oriented enough for her. So I guess it depends on the woman and what kind of man is going to keep you, you know,
well, you better
engaged in this life that you're looking to live.
Make that decision before
now.
You get married.
And don't think you're going to change him. If
right.
He's like, I don't know, I'm cool with where I am now, he will remain that way.
Yes.
So my advice to you, I don't think you're overreacting. You know what you know. You like what you like. But I would say you call this engagement off right now if you think you're just going to change him or change the way you feel about him. That's my two cents.
Well, that's also big picture.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Things like having kids.
Yeah.
And if somebody's ambivalent on that and you are one way or the other, you need to nail that down before you walk down the aisle. Because yeah. Once you do, it becomes a big emotional thing and yeah. a big financial thing. And yeah, that could get ugly.
Best thing this loved one in my life did was end that relationship, because immediately she found someone who was like 10 times more goal oriented. And it was just like love, and they just had all the same things in mind. So this just may not be the right one for. It's hard to break up, though, when there's not something that someone did wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
When it's always just like, this doesn't feel right. Of course, I'm sure you still love him and he loves you, but oh, yeah.
It's like the big picture. It's the long ride down that road that you have to take together.
I would say you are not wrong. You need to break up. Is that too much? Well, good thing I'm not the judge.
This texter sounds like a deadbeat and he won't change. Get out while you can.
That's what I'm saying.
252-9233. It is the court of public opinion. What do you think?
I already have a feeling you're going to tell me I'm overreacting and need to apologize. And if that's the verdict, I'll take it. But am I wrong for wanting a partner with ambition, or am I confusing goals with worth?
Let's head to the phones. 252-9233. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm confused as to why it took 4 years.
I know.
Good point.
I think in this day and age, if you're with somebody for 6 months to a year, that's something. And it's those kind of goals should be talked about around then, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well,
if you've accepted that behavior for 4 years, then why would he ever think he needed to change it?
Yeah, good point.
I have a question for you on the dating app. Do they cover things like this in the dating apps, like big picture things, like you want to have kids, or, you know, is there a little place to put your goals and dreams and stuff like that?
Listen, I do bad enough on my own. I don't go out on these dating apps. There's no way. I would end up murdered. I have no luck in any kind. Like, no.
You go right to the extremes.
Hopefully you put yourself as overdramatic on your dating app, because you're a little overdramatic. I would end up dead.
Maybe a little bit. But those are the things that happen to me, I'll tell you. But I've pretty much raised five kids by myself, and I've watched their dating, and thank goodness they're all pretty smart, and they've had these conversations right, like kind of at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what are you looking for? Because I'm not wasting my time.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
It's really interesting to hear the different points coming in here onto the text line.
Yeah.
585-252-9233. This one's pointing out, hey, he's probably not a deadbeat. Maybe he just, you know, wants to be a simple person. Doesn't sound like a bad thing at all. Just ignore all the noise. Another person saying, hey, maybe he's just happy being content. He works at his job. Not everyone wants to move up and have that stress. Just happy being them.
I think the takeaway from all the text messages and that phone call in particular is the fact that it took 4 years to have that conversation. If you're in a relationship for a couple months,
yeah,
makes sense to have that conversation before things get too deep. But I mean, it doesn't make him a bad person.
No,
there's a lot of stress moving up in the world.
Ugh.
And why not? If you're just making enough money and you're content, but you both have to be on the same level there.
Yeah.
This is tough. So does she call off the engagement? Is that the question here?
That's what she's asking. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people are like, I think they're saying that she's not a bad person for wanting that, but don't let it go on any longer if you're questioning it.
Correct.
I think the people have spoken, and I think they have said you should probably
find someone with your own way of thinking.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.